Have you ever imagined yourself with better self-confidence? Well, let me ask you to do just that. And just notice how I said better self-confidence, because you already have a lot of self-confidence in you. Did you know that? That I will learn you to use, to create an even better self-confidence for you. Isn't that nice? It is, you know. Still, just before we get starting, let me introduce myself. My name is Kenneth Blake, and I've made this introduction for you. Let's say you maybe downloaded this from blaketalks.com. And now, for your safety and comfort, I need to tell you before starting, so that you are in a safe environment when listening to this. Do not listen to this when you're driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can safely be relaxing completely. Right. And you know, you don't have to go into a trance until you're really ready. You don't know it, but you can do that. Confidence is what this session is about. You may be sure of that. I'm very confident of that. And let me ask you, if you are confident that you know that the sun will go up tomorrow, or confident that you will get, you know, air for my next breath. Are you confident of that? Are you sure of that? Really, really sure. You know, because if you're not sure of that, why do you take a breath? Well, I think you can see my point. That is, to where you can see it. So this focuses on your confidence and learns you that you can pretend anything and master it confidently. You can pretend confidence confidently and master it. And continue focusing on it until you really, really master it by learning, really learning what I'm going to learn you. You can be sure of that, can't you? Really sure. You can be sure of things you know. And I have already given you examples, haven't I? You sure of that? Good. Well, what were you thinking just before now? You were thinking about something. And think what it means if I say, I can tell me about it. You had a lot of things to arrange of, possibilities lay ahead. Let me ask you, if you are confident the heart will do its work, or confident that the brain will work, you are sure, aren't you? And it's interesting, you know, and I'm wondering about what you are just about to think. See, to me now, there's a lot of things you are confident about. You can be sure of that. Now, can't you? Well, I remember when on a seminar a woman told how she got a better confidence, asking for whatever it was, I can't remember now. She said something like, I'm looking at it in a longer perspective, not only now, but over a 2 years' time, she said. She said, and I realized that it was important, and the confident security she would get. And with those feeling of comfort and security with her, she said, I calmly went on my business, and those feelings made me happy. I was thinking as she continued, she said, I always remember to be in that state now of comfort and security and happiness, and kept that state, she said. She said, and I'm repeating this mentally, and went, "I didn't really listen to what she said." But she still went on and on. I'm repeating this situation in my mind over and over again, and suddenly it became a habit, she said. She said, "I must have repeated it over and over and over and over again 100 times, but it went faster and faster in my mind, and I found myself doing it so fast that it goes zzzz. And now whenever I come in a situation where I need this state, it instantly zzzz pops in my brain. Immediately. It instantaneously pops up in my brain. So fast." I thought, and she said again, "This state instantaneously pops up in my brain." And I thought, how the hell does she do that? She said, "I manage to keep that state, whatever is happening around me. And it makes me feeling so good." And she said, "And sometimes I pretend to have lots of friends with me." Or at least, I think she said that. And I thought, what a good idea. The idea of, I manage to keep that state, whatever is happening around me, and it makes me feeling so good. And sometimes I pretend to have a lots of friends with me. Cute, I thought. Never been alone. Could that work? She said, "In really tough situations, and they support me in every way. And you know," she said, "like at a salary meeting." And I thought, really? Tough situations? That could be other situations also. So I imagined the boss being a child and only 1 inch high. And I gave him a lollipop and had a really good time, she said. She said, "And sometimes I imagine seeing 3 hilariously funny movies in my mind at the same time. Well, I like Peter Sellers' The Pink Panther series," I thought. "And seeing at the same time 3 videos in my mind, and it make me feel so good and happiness. And I do this continuously whilst being in tough situations. Whilst being in tough situation. Okay. I wonder what videos I would watch. Imagining seeing 3 videos at the same time in my mind," she said. "And now I'm really looking forward to tough situations, cause they really make me feel so good," she said. "It's a part of my attitude now. And I feel so good having this habit. I just wanted you all to know," she said. She said with a great laughter, "Your ass is mine." And laughing even more. What did she say? I thought, "Your ass is mine." I have heard that before, I thought. But where? "Your ass is mine." Oh, yeah, I know now. Still, "Hello. Are you paying attention to me now? I miss you. Pay attention to me now. Listen to me now. And relaxing you can even further, deeper, deeper, deeper still." That's right. "Come on in here. Into a beautiful relaxation now. Maybe repeating, 'Your ass is mine,' once or twice." "Your ass is mine," she said. What could she be meaning with that? Now, maybe as you ponder on that, let me ask you, what would you do differently if your life were actually happening right now? Right. Could it be remembering how to make you being in a great state? Maintain it in as many ways as you can. Do you remember, like, watching 3 or more videos in your mind? Remember that now. getting into a great state, forgetting like yourself, pretending anything and master it. You can pretend being in a good state and master it. Never mind your inner voice, chatting sometimes, like saying, I'm nervous. Fuck that. I'm shaking. Okay. So what? Thanks. Thank you for saying that, and now forget it. Let me go on into a great state where I am not shaking or nervous. Let me find at least 10 or more creative ways of entering a fantastic, amazing, serene, calm, good state. State good, maybe I should call it. Like in the USA, they have a lot of states. What creative ways could I maybe think of? Let's see if I visualize an image. Visualize a picture. See like an image. How would I like to be feeling? Maybe like an animal. Ooh, that's an idea. A leo maybe. A tiger. A bear. Do they lack confidence or... Just let me go into good state now. Thinking maybe of a leo, a tiger, a bear, or maybe another animal. Let's see what I suddenly think of. Focusing on that for a moment. I miss you now. Pay attention to me now. Listen. As my voice will go with you wherever you are. Relaxing. Even deeper. To a gorgeous relaxation that soon will make you make changes for the rest of your life. You know, as your creative mind can do it and keep the best ones as a habit, so that they automatically becomes triggered in tough situations. Tough situations never last. Only tough people do. Remember that, do you? Let me tell you about the time I was learning myself, when I said, I imagine myself once instructing myself, saying immediately when the unconscious automatically detects a disturbing emotion that it cannot handle. Let me immediately first have a really strong, happily good, powerful state all over me, so that I am instantly, immediately, being completely immersed, like showered in an extremely powerful, very good, positive state. And first after that, I can use my very positive, good state and mental armory to extremely quickly handle the emotion calmly, boldly, learn from the emotion and release it, so that it goes away. Away, just like breathing it out. And the unconscious can take the learning and repeatedly, in trance time, creatively find at least 10 similar experiences and redo them with this new learning, and then add these learnings to the unconscious processing. Maybe the unconscious the next time may process the similar situation automatically, immediately, instantly, magically the next time, without asking my conscious for processing. And again, handle, heal, release. And this reduces nervousness from now on, as you now have a method for your mental armory. This method that I just told you, handle, heal, release. That is what I said to myself then, and I don't know how well you are already understanding it. But it is very easy for you to learn this anti-nervousness, cool, calm, bold process. Handle, heal, released. And when a situation occurs, then immediately fill me with a good feeling. When the unconscious automatically detects a disturbing emotion that it cannot handle, let me immediately first have a really strong, good, powerful state all over me. And during the normal time that I blink with my eye, let me process the handle, learn, release. So that I know that any time I blink, I know that I have an unconscious method for dealing with disturbing emotions. And as I know this, I have a great confidence for doing this. Just like breathing, it will be automatic when I blink. Just like the heartbeat, automatic. And as I know this, my confidence level will be even higher. Now that I know an automatic method for handle, learn from a disturbing emotion, healing it, release it, and it makes me feeling so good. And let me tell you, I said to myself, my nervousness may still be there, but it's not active. I can still use my nervousness when I need it, but usually not, because I'm confident that I can handle much, much more than I previously thought was possible. Lots and lots more stuff boosting my confidence and light years. Because situations that I handle so positive and calmly now, because I know that I can be feeling completely different in the same situations. That I told him, that I told myself then. Because I know that I can be feeling completely different in the same situation. I can. And you too. You know, when you now have learned this, to be feeling completely different in the same situation, the formula is so easy for your unconscious to learn, isn't it? You can do it. Also learn, handle, heal, release, whatever. And feel beautifully, amazingly good about it. Yes, you can, feeling it now. If you focus in on your good feelings in your body already now, more and more, and let them now be filling your body with warm, positive, good feelings. Let me ask you to do that just now. Really do that just now as you're listening to me. Yes, you are. That is, just now, filling your body with warm, good feelings. And I don't know how good you may be feeling them right now, but I know you can do that. And the more good you are feeling them, the better you will feel right now. Feeling them right now. And let me ask your unconscious now to be keeping feeling this good and even more now in your body as we continue this session, and let the good feelings like be spinning powerfully, consciously, continuously during this session, spinning so that it automatically maintains itself, and maybe even better, as you can be feeling even better than that. You know, now during this session, as you're relaxing and listening to me, even better focusing on my voice. You can, you know. And I asked him then, so, what's that you wish more confidence about? Course, I have already proven to you, you know, that you can be confident. So the mechanism inside you already exists. Isn't that nice? You already have it inside you. And it's very quickly learning, isn't it? You maybe can already be feeling that amazingly feeling in the body where you are feeling really good now. Well, you know now. Isn't that nice to know? But if it is knowledge, Sure, you need to know thoroughly the stuff you want to be confident about if it is knowledge, or else you only will be a besserwisser. Okay, I'll repeat that. Did you understand? You need to be thoroughly able to do it. Because we don't want people confident about being surgeons without proper medical learnings and education. Do we now? No. You need to be thoroughly able to do it. Okay, so your business is maybe something that is like about an ability that you already have, though you might not think you have it. Okay, what is it that you're not noticing that you already have? I go to a lot of seminars, so now let me tell you about he that was scared meeting new people. He said so anyway. He told me he needed more confidence, and I asked him, I said, do they have a gun or anything that will hurt you? And he said, no. Then I asked him, so you say you get scared and need more confidence. Confidence about what? He went, well, when I am in a business meeting, I don't say anything, or like thinking about talking to a girl on the train. And I said, what do you want confidence about? So he said, about that. About what? I said. He went, talking. And I said, but you are talking now, aren't you? And he looked at me like I was mad. And you know, I said, so? He said, I want to be more confident to talk easily. Oh, and I don't count, I said. You dare to talk to me, but not to others. And I said, you should be afraid of me, not others, because I can do stuff. And you're not afraid of that? No, he said. Well, I thought, it's you like me you are. Oh my God, let me take him out of this agony. And I asked him, so, what you are really asking about, could it be that you want to feel happy, calm, relaxed, powerful, and at ease talking to people? Yes, he said confidently. Well, why didn't you say that? And I told him, that's not confidence. That is just to be feeling completely different in the same situation. Feeling completely different in the same situation. He went, oh, you mean that is not confidence that I need? And I told him, nah, you want to feel happy, calm, relaxed, powerful, and at ease. And that's just to be feeling completely different in the same situation. And maybe if there is a woman involved, passionately, lively. I said, I never thought of that way before. And I went, yeah, sure. But it's all inside you already. Feeling completely different in the same situation. You already know how to feel happy, don't you? You already know how to feel calm, don't you? You already know how to feel relaxed, don't you? You already know how to feel powerful and at ease, don't you? And just to be feeling completely different in the same situation, don't you? So, what about feeling secure? What about feeling secure? What about feelings of comfort? What you really need to be confident about is that you have a good, positive state and be able to keep, maintain, and be in that good state when meeting people feeling completely different in the same situation. That is confidence, I said. To know that you can be in a beautiful, powerful, strong state and know, really know, that you own this state and nobody changes that state, so that you continuously are feeling that you choose to feel and not what others try to manipulate you to be in. That is confidence. That is truly confidence. That is real, sure confidence. You get into a state of your own wish and keep it. Whatever happens, you get into a state of your own wish and maintain it. Whatever happens, and you might think, your ass is mine. Where did I hear that before? Your ass is mine. And you maintain a good state. So, he asked, and how do I get into a good state, he asked. I looked very intrigued, feeling puzzled, and I said, listen to me now. Focus in on me and be relaxing more and more. And I said, be in a good physical state. Breathing comfortably and use your imagination to get you into that state. Maybe remembering a time or three or five times when you have been in situations where you had that good state. Or imagining creativity. Use your brain to really imagine experiences that puts you in the state you want to be. Like being in a movie in your mind, truly experiencing the movie, seeing what you see, hearing what you hear, feeling what you feel, and let that state be filling you now so that you glow like a bulb. Let that state completely fill you. And remember all of that state, as you can use it in the future when you need to be in that state and to hold that state. Remember something trivial that might put you out of that state. Can you remember that? And then say, no, I will keep the state that I want to be in. Remember something else, a little more problematic, that might but doesn't put you out of the state. Can you remember that? And then say, no, I will keep the state that I want to be in. Remember a third something problematic that might put you out of that state. That's a little more problematic than the previous one. Can you remember that? And then say, no, I will keep the state that I want to be in. And I want you to repeat that procedure at least 10 times, maybe 20, maybe 100, until you can do it. And let experience per experience be a little tougher. And as you repeat that, and you can use your unconscious to do that. Now I want you to fill yourself more and more with that strong feeling of like uninterruptibility and make it stronger, 10 times stronger for every new repeating. And I want you to find situations that are really tough, but not so tough that they may interrupt your state as you're learning. And remember, the tougher the better, with situations that will test your uninterruptible good state. You know, now, just like learning to walk once, you learn walking through tougher and tougher situations, and you still continued until you could walk perfectly. And do that in your imagination now, but much faster in your unconscious. Fast, and keep doing that from now on, continuously, every day, every night, until you have a good, uninterruptible state. And whatever good state you choose to be in, it will stand many different types of disturbances, physical and mental. And, you know, that is truly confidence, to keep and maintain a state, an uninterruptible state. And that uninterruptible state can contain a lot of other states within it that are just perfect for the situation you are in. And keep repeating the uninterruptible state now. Now. Do that. Repeat, 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 and keep focusing on that now. Now, because this is your goal. Now, focusing in on your goal, and you can do it. You can be confident of that, that you can learn this easily. Yes, you can. Repeat with even tougher situations. The tougher the better. Then you will be able to use it in the real world. The tougher the better. Whatever you felt before, shall we say, dragon states, forget about them. Remember the states that truly makes you magnificent. And put those in the uninterruptible state. Whatever they are, keep it. Maintain it too, whatever happens to you. Oh yes, he said, that's good. That's really good, he said. Why haven't anybody told me that before, he said. Told you what, I said. And he said, no, you can't get me out of my uninterruptible state with that sly remark. And I said, you really need to repeat that, you know. And when you're ready, I will congratulate you, because you understand. And my question to you, do you understand? Do you know what to do from now on until you get a truly uninterruptible state? Do you? And it helps to be in good physical state also, like breathing deeply. Maybe you need to learn to breathe deeply. It is something you learn so that your lungs can be filled with fresh air and the stale air are let out. Usually, we don't use more than 1/5 of our lungs, so they are filled with stale air. If you're standing having your head high, no slouching, because that is a confident physical state. And your mental state has a foundation on two things, your physical state and your thinking. Oh, he said, how can I have that? And I told him of one of my friends. I said, she's a dancer. And whenever she's go outside, or even inside, she told me that she imagines a powerful string attached to her head. You know, I said, a string attached to her head. I said, she said, the string I'm holding my head high, she said. is also helping me. She said that, breathing through my nose, filling my lungs to the utmost, she said, making me smiling. Feeling alive, she said. And I concentrate, she said, on a positive mental state. She said, thinking of all good things in my life, she said. All beautiful movies I have seen, she said. All amazing positive experiences I have had, she said, and are still having in life. I am even fantasizing, she said, on better ones, but I, she said, will not tell you, she said, about those, and with a big smile, laughingly said, you can figure out them yourself. So, let me ask you, I said, if you're imagining this, helped with a magical string from above too, hold your head high, breathing fully, not that crappy wheezing, and be focusing on everything positive and passionate in your life, and even fantasize on still yet better stuff. You know what I mean. Letting that feeling completely be filling you up now, letting that feeling completely be filling you up and make it even stronger. Let me ask you to think that feeling like a circle, golden maybe, golden through your body in different places, and let that circle go around, spinning powerfully at different places in or on your body, finding places where it really makes your body ignite with positive feelings and emotions. Multiply the circle into more circles and let them have colors and yet more colors. And let me ask you to let them fill you so that you really sparkle up, lighting up like a bulb, glowing like a lighthouse in an island. Let your body feel magically warm now. You can do that. And remember this state. If you're not sparkling enough, double those circles again and again until you really feel energized with happiness and positive feelings. This is maybe the confidence that you need, feeling completely different in the same situation and still with spinning all. Think of situations where you previously thought you needed confidence. And as you continue spinning these circles of powerful feelings faster and faster and even faster with these feelings and doubling them, doubling the feelings, let me ask you, do you feel the same now? No, I don't think so. And remember that uninterruptible state. Let that state spin inside you also. Outside of you or inside or anywhere, making your amazing self uninterruptible. And maybe people tell you things like, you don't like. So what? You immediately get an uninterruptible state. Automatically, just as you learn to take a step when you were a baby, you learn to take a step. And now it's automatic. And I'm asking your unconscious to make a similar automatic process that makes you an uninterruptible state. It can be done, and you will do it. And keep repeating it until it's perfect. Like walking, you do it perfectly. Of course, you stumble sometimes, but you get up and walk again quickly. The same will happen to your uninterruptible state also when it stumbles. But you will learn to pick up and go on, and it will be beautiful almost all the time when you need it. This is confidence. And the more times you stumble, the better you learn. Confidence that is precious, beautiful confidence that will change your life, and you will earn more money, get more opportunities in life, because there are a lot that you previously missed. And let your unconscious repeat with tougher situations until you get a truly uninterruptible state. It's easy. You have already all the tools inside your brain to do it. So it's easy. Nothing to it. And when your unconscious is doing it, it doesn't need you to be consciously thinking either. You can do it when you sleep or are awake until you have an uninterruptible state, and then learn more and more from every new situation to keep it uninterruptible, and you can fill it with good states. And now, let me tell you her recipe. She said, that's my friend the dancer. She said, don't waste a minute thinking of what people say badly towards you. Do not let them take control over your good state, she said. I have always control over my good mental state. It's my state. My own state. I own it. No one else owns it. And I will not let anyone have control over it. It's mine. Mine, mine, mine. And your ass is mine. It is my good state, she said. And as long as I am in this good state, she said, I feel good. I am just in this powerful, happy state where everything just flows like flow, she said. I am in my own trance of happiness and powerful feelings, and everything feels so good. I know, she said, that I have control over my state. That's mine, 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 she said. And I've seen her dance. And when she's dancing, you can tell that she's feeling good and doesn't let anyone interrupt or destroy her powerful, good, happy, smiling state. When she's in that flow, she just dances. And nothing seems to bother her. As she is in a beautiful, amazing flow of powerful mental and physical state, just like you will be when you're doing the stuff you like. You think you are sure to be confident about, like just dancing happily in your mind, doing or thinking whatever you want to think, and letting no one disturb that. Smiling inwardly and maybe outwardly. And people do notice this, you know. Amazing, powerful states of flow. Some people call it charisma. Being truly amazing in an uninterruptible state, uninsultable. You maybe have a goal, and without missing your direction, you moving straight to the goal. Imagine all the great and splendid things you would like to do now, and as days go by, you're finding yourself finding more opportunities that moves you purposefully to your desired goals, magically, amazingly, happily, powerfully, passionately, feelings. Let it dance within yourself, flowing, unconsciously, transforming your unconscious mind to be as you define. Confident, magically flowing, purposefully to confidence. Now listen to me, I missed you. By making you feel completely different in the same situations that you previously didn't feel confident in. Imagine this over and over and over and over again. Repetition is powerful. Repetition is magic, as it will create habits in your brain. And this is a good habit, is what you define as confidence. You feel happy in the same situation. Cool animalism, calm passion, wild coolness, feeling as powerful as a tiger licking his paws, or great powerful lion, thinking,
yes,
I can do it.
Yes,
I'm doing it. Ha ha ha.
Yes.
Piece of cake and light up still again as a lighthouse of powerful, passionate feelings.
Yes, yes, yes,
I can do it. I know I can. I have changed my feelings so that I am feeling extremely, amazingly better. And let me ask the unconscious to take over, to do this automatically from now on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let my head be high in the air. And let me fill my lungs to the utmost. Let me be like beautifully dancing through what I thought I needed confidence about. Because now I have it. Haven't you? A beautiful, magnificent state of uninterruptibility, uninsultability. Something you want to do, maybe. Better if you already do it, and maybe believe or trust you can do it. Isn't it a feeling in your body that you wish to have? The feeling of confidence instead of whatever you don't want to have. So, let me tell you in a nutshell. You must be feeling completely different when thinking about it. You would love to be feeling powerful, being positive, cool, calm, collected. Be happy, joyous, be excited, be passionate. Instead of whatever, remember you can form your surroundings with your own thoughts. If you learn that, and now you have learned that, haven't you? And it's a good idea to build like an automatic machine that automatically repeats and gives you images, sounds, emotions, creating positive feelings for your self-worth also. An uninterruptible, uninsultable state. People call this positive habit, unconscious internal energy, enhancing your life. And if you're still with me, I miss you sometimes. Then I know, you know, this will help you. Can you imagine that? Can you see that? And the feeling is sudden, because it is a positive feeling. And pretend that feeling even stronger now. You can pretend anything and master it. Can you remember that? And how you do? Because this very same process in the brain. I just wanted to show you that you can pretend anything and master it. You already are a master of it and can learn to master it in other ways also. You have to have it, don't you? You can pretend anything and master it. Now, I would like to ask you to remember some of your own personal achievements. Maybe choose 3 or 4 lifetime accomplishments of which you are most proud. You can pretend anything and master it. Take some time now, but not mine. Maybe you can't remember exactly now, but it will come to you very soon. Soon, very soon. Now maybe is a good time. Choose your 3 most celebrated successes. Was it difficult to remember them? And how long time per day do you use to enhance your life by thinking of them? Maybe you think, not very long. Well, we can change that, can't we? So that you think more often about your good, positive experiences. It is good to automatically think of your most celebrated successes. And this is also a process for your unconscious to do, as it can be a habit. And think of having this with your uninsultable, uninterruptible state. Think, what would you do differently if your life were actually happening right now? It is. And as you're looking back now, you will have noticed how much have already changed in your life soon. Then. Now, hasn't it? I wonder, did you understand that? If you are really understanding this, a habit, uninsultable, uninterruptible state. Habits are done by repetitions. So think of some of your most celebrated successes. Let them fill you up. Let them be the background. And most important, you be feeling laughter. Let laughter filling you. Well, you know, if any other way to fill you with laughter, let that fill you. Your unconscious, do you know now, may be imagining, thinking of movies in your mind, three at the same time, of like Peter Sellers, Pink Panthers. Your unconscious, do you know now to do this? May I ask it to make you be feeling laughter continuously as you do, unconsciously, the repeat sequence in fast trance time. It goes much, much faster than your thoughts, thinking time, maybe 30 times or more faster. Now, your unconscious know what fast trance time is. And again, 30 times quickly, as you listen to my voice, and we continue. So, let me just talk to the unconscious now. Thank you very much. After this session is over, the work that we started will have continued to be helping in what you have already done this time now. And you may be surprised, but then again, not now. My friend told me that she said when I see an attractive person, she told me, my legs shake. So what? She said, she thought, oh, to hell with handicaps. She said so. What? Let's dance. Let loose of those feelings and feel wildly, passionately happy. And pretend to do that even more. Remember, you can pretend anything and master it. You can even pretend that you're not shaking and master that. You can, you know. You can pretend anything and master it. You can pretend not to be nervous and master it. Imagine that. You can pretend to not be nervous and master it. And if you pretend to already have an uninterruptible, uninsultable state and master it, you will truly have it very, very soon. I promise that to you, just like you learn to walk. My friend, the dancer, she quoted to me. She said, I read somewhere how much time he saves who does not look to see what his neighbor says or does or thinks. And she continued, yeah, fuck that, let's dance and be happily passionate in the flow of confidence. So now, let me ask you to do that. What I want you to follow is a short description for you to learn to focus on something. Because if you focus on something, you will get that stuff done faster. You can pretend focusing on it continuously and master it. You can pretend confidence and master it. Use your creativity to create pleasurable experiences by using your imagination. Think really wildly and passionately. You know, I know you know. To get even more passionately intense, you may imagine an experience like a movie for your own wild pleasure. Take some parts of it. Another experience may be mixing sounds, images, video sequences, feelings, smells, tastes, strawberries, whipped cream, whatever. Think about it. Strawberries. You maybe took experiences from the past to make you feeling passionately good now. Passionately good now. You maybe took image experiences to make you feeling exquisitely good now. You may be blended experiences from the past and imagination to make you feeling naughty good now. Ooh, remember this now. I'm sure you will. And if someone tries in vain to stop your flow of confidence, think, stop that. Stop it. Stop that. Change it now and forever, because it is something that you need in your life. So, again, what if we were to ask you, what would you do differently if your life were actually happening right now? Stop that. Control it. Let it control you automatically. And we have taken you on a journey in your mind, making you feel completely different in the same situation that you previously felt otherwise about, because you will look back at this experience later, repeating uninterruptibility, uninsultability, and begin to make fantastic changes, just because we know how to do this. But you will find this out for yourself sooner or later during this session, and become totally convinced that you feel completely, positively different, and you're not the only one, as we have done this many, many times before. Later during this session, when you get the feelings of joy and happiness and mischievous laughing, you know that you have changed it. It will be an urge forcing you, like riding an unstoppable wave of happiness and laughter. Just feel great, dancing in a flow of good feelings, because you're worth it. Just do it. Automatically, glowing like a lighthouse. And I will thank my friend the dancer for her help, helping you magically, extremely happily, passionately, preserving your mental attitude, feeling fucking good, passionately. Take these feelings now, like the ones circling before. You do remember them, don't you? All the circles, powerful circles, let them form into a magic armor. Into a magic armor, you may think. Imagine that. How would you like that armor to look like? With just as your own amazing, powerful, happy, wildly calm, passionately cool, beautiful feelings. And let it be above you, the magic armor. And let it very quickly, magically drop into you. Whoosh! And very quickly drop into your body. I think you felt that. Cling into every part of you now, as it clings and attaches to you with successes of confidence, with a metallic cling. Cling! Oh, that really is feeling good now, isn't it? Now, I wonder how well you can be feeling that, because I truly know that you felt that. And take that feeling now in your body of confidence, that magic armor that you have created in this session. Take that feeling now in your body, form it into a circle, the mental armory that you have now, uninsultability, uninterruptibility, make the circle twice as big, and let it spin faster, and faster, and bigger, and more powerful. Double it, double the feeling again, and double the feeling again. Fill the circle with a color, blue, green, with more colors, red, orange, gold, whatever, and spin it faster, double it, double it, double it, double it again. Faster, 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 and you may shout, your ass is mine, your ass is mine. Oh, that's feeling very good. Do it again. This time, make it 10 times as powerful in your body. Spin it, double it, double it, double it, again and again. Faster, faster, faster. Let your unconscious fill you with amazing, powerful, uninterruptible, uninsultable, invisible, invincible. Double them again. Double them again. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And let me again ask you to take this feeling now, like the one circling before, form them into magic armor. Into magic armor, you may think, with just your own amazing, powerful, happy, wildly calm, passionately cool, beautiful feeling. Let it be above you. Let it be above you and let it magically drop into you again. Powerfully. Yeah, felt that again, didn't you? In your body. Now. Yes. You can be feeling that even more. Powerful. Amazing, isn't it? Powerful. To hell with anything but these strong, powerful feelings. You have an armor now. You feel them. It's in your body now. Very quickly. Make it stronger. Drop it in your body and cling it in every part of you. Now as it clings and attaches to you with successes of confidence, with a metallic cling. Cling, cling, do it again, cling, do it again, cling, and again. And for every time you are feeling better and better, you know what? Let's do it again, cling! You feel that in your body, feeling it now in your body, in your muscles, in your cells, and remember this feeling from now on, feeling it in your body, in your muscles, in your cells. Remember this feeling now. Yes, imagine that now. How good doesn't that feeling right now, later on? Whew. That was tough, this, wasn't it? And how surprised will you not be now, thinking over what has happened, because you're still in a trance. Then, when you soon now change to what you've been and deserved, cling! In your sleep tonight and coming nights, it would be most beneficial for you if your unconscious would integrate the new learnings with the learnings that it already has, and with a purpose to make you uninterruptible, uninsultable. Cling, bang! With better thoughts of yourself, better ideas for yourself, because you're worth it, aren't you? Yes, you are. That's right. You know. You know what? Well, every time it goes click, feel that. Now again, and double it, and again, and again, and again. Yes! And as you're listening there, now, I'm sure your inner mind can wonder to just how much have been changed already. Looking back on how you used to be. Now I'm thinking soon. Being. And what have you? Will you do differently? You have done well, and can continue. Cling into you. And when you wake up You can consciously forget about this. But let me ask your unconscious to remember this beautifully, amazingly forever. And I'm very sure you will remember the powerful feelings in your body as we inserted this armory in your body now. It's not only mental in your mind, this is in your body. More and more, and even more as time and experiences occur forever. Hello. So, wake up now. As I count from 3 to 1. 3, 2, 1. Completely awake now. Ready to be feeling happy, passionately, amazingly confident. It's such a pleasure to be working with both of you. And I want to thank both of you. It's such a pleasure to do good work, and especially for you. Bye for now. From Kenneth Blake, BlakeTalks.com. Kling!